10 past 7 on this Friday evening, kicking off the second hour of that Friday feeling with a bit of Justin Bieber and Love Yourself. Will, what do you think of Justin Bieber?
Ugh, not really the biggest fan. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't the biggest
fair
fan.
Enough.
But I really gave him life a chance. Really.
What do you think of that song?
To be fair, I didn't actually know that was Justin Bieber.
Oh, really? Well, now you do. So,
yeah, it actually weren't bad, didn't I? This ain't Justin Bieber.
Well, welcome to the studio, Will. You are Will B from Romford.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a rapper. I'm 21, nearly 22. And pretty much I do rap and YouTube. And I kind of do a bit of everything. So, like, I'm working on beats now. I do all the editing. Everything's pretty much me.
Nice. Multi-talented.
Yeah, it's hard work though. Like trying to find time for everything all the time.
How do you fit it all in? Because you do a lot.
Oh, I don't see daylight for weeks.
Really?
Like, while I was creating the mixtape and stuff like that, I didn't go out for about 3 weeks at one point. Just keep on working. And then I've got to do artwork, and then it's like quality and like the overall sound.
Yeah.
I spent more time doing the overall sound than anything.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're really dedicated and motivated to this.
Better work out, isn't it? Like, all this work.
So before we talk about your mixtape, because that's what you're here for, you've also had an EP called Cult Personality, haven't you?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
At the time, it was like the best work I thought. But then looking back, I was so like, no. Like, it wasn't right. I don't know. I think I was trying to find my sound.
Yeah.
Like, every song, I was like, I felt like I could do better. Like, after, like, hearing it like 4 or 5 times, I kept on going, like, I kept finding other things wrong with it, so I was like, oh, this could be better lyrically, here it could be even stronger. So that's why I took like ages, and then whatever flaws was on there, I kind of just redone for this new one.
Well, that's good though. It's good to learn from sort of,
but it wasn't really the first impression I went to make, like, music wise
right, what did you want to make?
I don't know, because to seem more serious, because there's a lot more jokey songs on there.
Yeah,
but this one I really wanted to be like, not like proper personal, but like there's stuff on there that's like, yeah, like it could, like, it relates to a lot of people type of thing.
Yeah. So tell us about the mixtape. What's it called? Is it
Devil's Advocate?
Yep.
And pretty much, I got the idea from watching This Morning, and Philip Schofield said it. And then that idea started, and then I started like creating songs, and it kind of fit the theme of like there's a speech I found. I can't remember what he says, like word for word, but it's like your causal position. Looking around at all these like other artists, are like your typical, like, dance track or something like that.
Yeah.
I think like, oh, you're like, I talk probably like real life stuff. I was thinking probably bitter at the time. It was probably a bit unmindful. But yeah, that's pretty much where it came from, like probably negative. But then I kind of like turn it into positive.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't all just negative, good. Right?
Yeah.
But it's the only way I can kind of tell what I was feeling at the time, because I'm not really one to talk about my emotions. So like music's the only kind of, what is it, like, outlet, you
can
say. Yeah,
release. Yeah. Oh, that's good. So you base it on things that have happened in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, like, because I ain't really the type of person just to talk to someone and be like, oh man, I've got so much stuff wrong with me. If I'm not that type of guy, I'd rather just be like, do it in my own way, and then music kind of helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what influences have you had to create the kind of music that you do?
Well, like, starting off, like, I was proper brought up on old school music, like Lynyrd Skynyrd and like, stuff like that. Like,
really?
My dad always had that blaring out.
Yeah.
And then I think it was my brother, he showed me Guilty Conscience by Eminem. That was like one of the first rap songs, and then I kind of like proper got into it. And then I kind of found like DMX, stuff like that. But modern, like, I love like rappers like Hobson, because they talk about stuff that relates to me type of thing. I like rappers that like I can relate to.
Yeah. And do you think you're quite relatable to people that listen to your music?
Yeah, I should think so. Like, some of the stuff I talk about, some of it's jokey, of course. Like, I like to have some humour.
Yeah.
But like there's a song on the mixtape called Recovery, where I go through like, not like depression, but the topics about depression. Like, you know when you feel like you can't talk to no one?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, it's relatable. And then through the song I kind of go through process, and then the overall, like, oh, I'm better now. But not like that, but the lyrics will make sense when you hear it.
So do you think it's sort of a good way for other people, maybe, if they're not good at talking out their feelings,
to maybe write
music?
Yeah, that's kind of the way I started, because my friend was just in the studio as well. And he used to write lyrics, but he didn't really like rap, but I used to help him write. And then, like, as I got older, like, more and more stuff was happening, and it felt like bottled up. So I kind of like, I used to just do songwriting. I didn't really rap. I was kind of songwriting.
Yeah.
And then one day, I think someone actually saw my lyrics. I was like, oh, rap song. I went bright red. And from there, I was like, you know what? I'll give it a go. And ever since then, I've been developing, really.
So was that an actual talent that you just started rapping and it just came out?
It was, really, wasn't it? Like,
yeah,
it was out of the blue, like, because we didn't ever plan on doing it. But it kind of like went in things where, like, I took more time into it, so I, of course, like, the early stuff looking back was horrible. But at the time, it was like, oh, that's amazing. But now it's like, no, like, looking back, it's kind of like, I get all cringy when I hear it.
Yeah, I'm the same with radio, actually. Yeah, like you hear your own voice. Show, yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, I just had a terrible.
You point out all the things where, like, you could have done better. But yeah. I think that's, like, progression, though.
Yeah, definitely.
It shows,
as
like,
you said,
progress.
You learn from it, yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think there's a skill to rapping, or well, obviously you can develop and learn?
Yeah,
so.
I'd say, I've always believed personally that anyone can rap, but it's just the way you kind of make words rhyme, or, like, people say, like you could rap about anything. I actually do believe in that. It just depends on the content. But I've always been kind of, like, more focused on lyrics than production.
Yeah.
Because at first, I was just writing. So, like, my process was weird. Like, I didn't write till I was 18. I didn't record any music till I was 19. I didn't release anything until I was 20. But I had really bad confidence issues. Like, I'd have felt like, no, everyone would laugh at me.
Aww.
And then the first time I did it, I got kind of a good response. I was like, yeah. Really? Looking back, I see them comments, I'm like, still a bit embarrassed by it, but...
Yeah. But that was a confidence boost.
It
that
is.
Helped
that,
you in
yeah.
your journey, yeah.
And when someone, like, gives you props, it makes you like, yes.
Yeah.
I created that.
Do it.
Yeah.
But, so is there sort of a skill as in, like... Because I've tried to rap before. I'm not very good at all. So, it's like, do you have to, like, breathe and... is there a physical skill to it?
Well, when I record, I do it so many different ways. I kind of, like, do it one... Try and do it one take. But then that hardly ever works. Like, because it's, like... A verse would be, like, I don't know, about half a page for me. So, like, you try and do that, like, over and over... But then you kind of get the best bit, like best bits, and then you cut out the bad and then
yeah,
the good and then redo. I think the best way I found it was going through line by line and then keep experimenting with what you can do with it.
Yeah, different sounds. That sounds cool. So you're just saying, like, your friends write music as well. Would you ever rap their songs, or is it something personal to you that you'd rather just do your own sort of thing?
I've always kind of written my own material. But sometimes, like, me and Alex will, like, we'll, like, just chill and just, we'll write together.
Yeah.
But I've never let someone be like, "Will, I wrote you a song, right? Rap it." I couldn't. I don't know why. Just because I started it for, like, more of an outlet. So for someone else to do it, be like, what's the point? Yeah. I wouldn't get nothing from it.
That's true. Yeah. So we're going to play a track that this is the first time you've ever had a song on radio, is that right?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a big deal for me.
Exciting. Yeah,
it's
I'm exciting. Excited for you.
Yeah.
So it's called Crying in Tune. Tell us a bit about it.
Pretty much. I was really unhappy with the EP. Like, I was so gutted because at the time I thought it was really good, and then I just pointed out all these flaws, and then the topics I was talking about, I just didn't really enjoy it. Like, pretty much this song's going over the flaws, and then yeah, that's pretty much what it is, like, pointing out the mistakes of my EP and then how I've progressed and stuff.
Yeah, cool. So do you want to introduce your track here on Phoenix? Put you on
yes,
the spot, sorry.
On the spot. Yes, Crying in Tune by Will B.
Yeah.
Advocate.
Can you hear the voices crying in tune? Oh, can you hear their singing? Oh, you love it when they cry for you.
Prophetess of production.
You thought I've given up? No luck, I'm stuck. It's funny, co-personality never showed the root of me. See, I'm now seeing clearly, there's clearly a change in me. A dark side of me. See the change in my delivery. Back then, co-personality was sick to me. Looking back, the first track was whack. Lost the dance for wasted. Down my perspective, felt rejected. Just believe the video never got released. Damn, I tried to be unique. Ocean landed me in trouble. Lockdown was just a freestyle. Hometown never got the place it deserved. Born again sinner, just clearly didn't deliver. Damn, I've learned so much. Each line packs a punch. I'm at my best when life makes no sense. See me as another white MC hating me. See if I don't lose a wink. You're still in a disguise like a transvestite on a day of
excitement.
Oh, you love it when they cry for you.
One who argues against a cause or position, not as a committed opponent but simply for the sake of argument or to determine the validity of the cause or position. Devil's Advocate, Roman Catholic Church, an official appointed to present arguments against a proposed canonization or beatification. Devil's Advocate.
There we go, a bit Will Be Crying in tune here on Phoenix FM. It is 20 past 7, you're listening to That Friday Feeling, and Will is live in the studio now.
Yeah.
How did it feel hearing
it? It felt really good hearing it. I wish I did like do a live performance now.
Yeah. Well, you can do something randomly out of the blue, can't you? Are you good at that? Can you like improvise and just make up a rap on the spot?
I don't want to swear. I have a habit of swearing when I freestyle. I ain't gonna get banned.
I can't believe it. Say just or something. Yeah. So just
be like you and when I come.
Why do you swear so much? What is it about?
I don't know what it is. It's just like when I speak, I do actually swear a lot, but it's just when and things I don't mean to. It just kind of comes out. But when I come like places like here, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, don't swear, don't swear, don't swear.
We should have a bleep button so every time you go to the
like, no, I've always thought that in radio stations. Like, if I could have a button, so if I did want to switch, hit the
switch.
It'd
just be the bleeping all the
switch,
time.
Yeah. Like, the all just hits.
Cool. So who was that vocally, the female?
Her name is Katie Bregman. And pretty much the guy that produced the track is called Professor. I can't say his name right. Professor. But it's like a on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then pretty much I emailed him. I was like, look, this beat's quality. Guy, use it. He's like, yeah, man. And so I'm pretty much advertising these beats. And for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you said you started to make your own beats.
Yeah. It's cool because my bro for Christmas bought me like a keyboard and stuff. And that's the only thing I needed. Like I had all the software and everything. I was gutted. I was like, damn. And they're really expensive as well. So I didn't really have the money to. So yeah. At Christmas Day, I was like, yes, I can do beats. Really hard though.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's involved? Like, I've never sort of really.
Well, pretty much, you've got like the keyboard, and then you've got like a melody in your head, and then you can also cheat. Like, say you've got like Logic or GarageBand, you could like get presets, and then just, that's the way I did it for like ages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I've used GarageBand actually. I've tried to make my own. That's not very good. I made a couple of jingles, but that's about it.
I'm the same at the moment. Just like everything sounds the same, but like, if I like one type of sound, it'd be like repetitive. Yeah. Like 8 minutes long.
So do you work with anyone else to sort of create these beats and raps, or is it sort of a solo?
It's kind of solo really.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like where I'm from, I don't really see there's not much many people I know that do rap hip hop. That's the thing. Like, I've came across one person that does rap hip hop from Romford.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Have you ever collaborate with them? Do you reckon?
Depends really, like it's more of a gram rapper. I don't know if I'm I don't think I'm grammy.
Yeah.
I'm a bit more of a wee kind of the flow, heavy go lucky guy.
If you could collaborate with like any famous rapper or anyone, who would you wanna work with?
Hopson. I love that guy. Like every song, I actually love him. Because he's like he ain't your typical rapper. Like he don't talk about like you know, like drugs, women. Like he don't drink, like I don't drink, that's kinda good. What's it called? I don't know, like you're more joining than people. Like he talks about like real life as well, so I'm always drawn into that type of rap instead of like your commercial, not the commercial rap, but like
that's good to be different.
Girls, all that stuff. Like no, I would never do that.
So we were just talking as well when your track was playing that you've got a music video coming out for that one.
Yeah, it's being released Sunday. I was sitting there and they're like brainwashed by the lyrics. It's like me and Alex went through the song like 50 or 100 times, like getting all different angles. Because music videos in the past, we don't really plan. We kind of just went out with a camera. And we saw anywhere decent, we can film here.
Yeah.
So everyone be walking past. So you see us just in the way, just like, excuse me. You know? So we kind of like planned for this one. And I pretty much, like, we got home from shooting it. And the first thing I did was edited, like 80% of it. And then Alex came around on Monday. I was like, yeah, it's done. And this was Sunday as well. We didn't go until like Sunday night. So yeah, we kind of went like around random places. We just shot it all together. It's good because it's got a concept. Like when I was recording Crying in Tune, I did have writer's block for ages. And then the beginning, it's pretty much me having writer's block and me overcoming it.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about that. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's good. So, talking about videos as well, you do a lot on YouTube as well. Tell us about
that. Yeah, it's more like dark humour. I don't want to like always seem like my life is so bad type of guy. Like it ain't. Because like I like to do YouTube videos to show more of like personality wise, like there's more than one side.
Yeah,
that was meant to be the point of cold personality, but it didn't really show for me, so I was like trying to think of a way where I can also show like the way I am now, because in my music it seems more aggressive, but in like videos, like I seem more like happy.
Yeah. So what kind of ideas do you use on your YouTube?
I pretty much talk with someone and then I'll ask someone my ideas or like ask them, do you think it's a good idea? Most of the time, like, no. Because like, my humour is kind of dark. There's certain things that I also go, like, I think it's too far.
Yeah.
So I've always kind of, like, I'm trying to not tone it down, but, like, know the limit.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't offend anyone.
Yeah. 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 Cool. Like, these days, people kind of... Everyone gets, like, offended over something these days, isn't it? Like,
yeah. You've got to be careful, especially on the internet as well. Yeah. Like, putting it so public.
Yeah, that's the thing. I end up getting, like, I've done a video about Tinder. I saw a load of videos, like, oh, boys on Tinder. I was like, I'll do one about girls. Yeah. And I did that. I got, oh, you're sexist. I'm like, no. I didn't say nothing. I was like, trying to defend myself over it. Like,
how do you think you feel being like so public on the internet? Don't mind expressing yourself.
No, I'm pretty much an open person. Like, ask me anything, I'll answer it. Like, I've always been the same. But I can see why some people would be like, ah, oh, like, they don't want everyone knowing their business.
Yeah.
But with me, it's like, I don't really mind. Like, of course, there's certain things I won't say in my life. Like, I've never talked about, like, my mum and dad's business, stuff like that. If, like, personally with me, like, my own stuff, I would actually talk about. I'm cool. I'm open.
So if you're sort of an open person, do you think, is your plan wanting to become sort of big with this music and famous? Do you want it to be sort of your career?
Ah, yeah. It actually would be, like, because I've been working so hard, like, oh God, for years in a way. Like, it was more songwriting at first, and then I've kind of went on. The more time I'm doing that, it's like, surely things got to pay off. Like, But this one, I wish this was my first project. I really do.
Yeah.
Because, like, it kind of gives the right impression this time rather than the last time. I was kind of like, oh, if it sounds all right, if that's all right. But all right ain't good enough. I don't
know. It's got to be good. Yeah.
It's got to be amazing for me. So I wanted every song to have a meaning, or, like, what stage I was at, like, mind state. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to have backstory in songs rather than just writing them for the sake of
because,
writing.
Because, like, some of them, like, I had 40 songs recorded for this project. Yeah. And I cropped them all down to 20. And then I was like, no, because it's too long. So I was like, 15 songs was like ideal.
Yeah.
And then trying to choose the right tracks, I was sitting there for ages like, no, yes, I love that one again. No, I hate that one again. It's like, because there were certain things that was on there that, like, I don't know, like, I wish I did differently at the time. But it just, like, I wanted it to be, like, more themed. Like when you hear the lyrics, you know what it's about.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, random lyrics and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll learn as you develop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Songs, like from the EP to the mixtape.
Yeah, that's the main issue. Like, I record crazy. I always write all the time. Like, I write. I thought, saying that, I've had a break recently because I've done it. I was like, I can switch off for, like, a week. No, like a month. And then, but literally, like, every time, it's just like, every evening, I get home, like, I'd be knackered, like, oh, lyrics. I'd be on the bus, you know, random places. It's probably 8 miles, it sounds. You know, he's on the bus.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was like, Eminem.
So you haven't performed live yet to anyone else?
No.
So it's sort of been mates?
Yeah, it's been more friends and stuff. But I think with this project, I really want to perform with it. I feel ready because there's more learning the lyrics. I had an issue with remembering lyrics, but after hearing it hundreds of times, I've heard everything. So it's like, I'm more than ready to perform. Yeah. It's just hard trying to find rap hip hop because I've always thought you do it locally, you get your name locally, but in Romford, for example, where could you perform in Romford?
Yeah.
Oh, innit?
Yeah. Try maybe Chinnery's in Southend, they've often got. But it's more sort of rock bands. That's the thing.
So with rap hip hop, because some people, like, they'll tolerate it, while some promoters will be like, nope.
Yeah.
Straight away. And then there's the whole swearing thing.
Yeah.
I seem to have an issue with that a lot.
Write some clean songs.
Yeah. I actually will. Like, Crying in Tune is, like, probably one of the few songs which is, like, swear free.
Yeah.
With, there's a song called Be All Right, like, where I talk about, like, my relationship with rap. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And clean.
But it sounds like a girl song. That's the thing. I've wrote it like a girl song, but it's actually my relationship with rap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. And that will be on Devil's Advocate as well. Yeah. And when does that come out?
My birthday, on 20th of January.
Oh, cool. Happy birthday for them.
Yeah.
So what else have you got planned for 2016?
Pretty much, I really want to focus on pushing this project as far as I can because I feel like this is the one where, like, it's a good, like a, I know, like a reintroduction, like, because I didn't really know what I stood for, like, what sound. But now, like, every song's got a meaning, relatable. And, like, I really want to push, like, YouTube as well, but focus more on the video side of things, so, like, entertain the videos and perform. That's the main goal. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, keep a lookout for you.
Yeah, isn't it?
And what are your social media if people want to get involved with your music?
Twitter, @will_b101. Facebook, I think it's just will.b. Everything's like will.b101, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
And, like, SoundCloud is /will_b101. Pretty much everything will be 101.
Cool. pretty much Google that and find it.
You'll see me along
the
way.
What's your YouTube channel?
You put in William Brazier, it's like the first one that pops on.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming in the studio.
Cheers for having me.
And am I right in thinking you like a bit of Professor Green as well?
Yeah, I don't mind some green. Yeah,
we're going to play some Professor Green now. This is his collaboration with Maverick Sabre. It's Jungle.